You are now listening to the OrthoBullets podcast.
This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will be another adapted OrthoBullets Core webinar from the OrthoBullets Core curriculum, and this one will cover the topics of clinical trial design and levels of evidence from the basic science section. The topics will be reviewed by Dr. Adolf Yates, who is a joint replacement surgeon and associate professor of orthopedic surgery at the University of Pittsburgh.
It's important to just pick out the key phrases and questions. And the key phrases in this particular question is that you're seeing two groups, 100 patients in each, and then you see that 30 patients did not complete. Don't get absorbed with the nature of the study, but look at the overall structure of it. And what you see here is that the 30 patients were included in physical therapy group for analysis, even though they didn't complete the entire process. So the question is, what is this type of analysis? And it's not too complicated, but this is the intent to treat analysis. You don't want to lose the effect of the physical therapy on those patients that dropped out, and the fact that it may have been something that was onerous to them or they couldn't complete because of other reasons. And that's important to capture, and that capture is called intent to treat. So that segues into clinical trial design. In a broad overview, it's either observational, which means there's no allocation of intervention, or experimental, in which case you have randomization. The researchers allocate the treatment. That's the broad overview. And within, if you can remember that, within observational, again, there's no allocation of treatment. You're looking at case series, case reports, and then case control, which would be more analytic. The gold standard for an experimental is the randomized clinical trial. A randomized clinical trial is a study where patients are randomly assigned to treatment or control. That's been an asked question in the past. It provides the most compelling evidence. That's the most important thing to remember. And it minimizes study bias. A crossover design can be used in a randomized clinical trial, but the buzzword in a crossover design, that's where you are in one arm for a while and then switch over to the other arm, is that it's susceptible to bias if the washout period is inadequate. Patients can tell a big difference between one or the other if they're very close to each other. The analysis, it has to include intent to treat analysis so that you minimize the non-responder bias. That's what we were talking about with the last question. And the phrase per protocol just sort of includes things like excluding patients who are not compliant with the protocol guidelines. And those can be left out. A cohort study is a study where the patients are not separated randomly, but they are followed prospectively, if possible, or retrospectively. The prospective studies would be level 2 evidence, retrospective level 3. And when you look at these, the word to remember is that you're using a relative risk analysis. Case control studies take the current cases of disease or those without, and they look for whether there was exposure in the past. And in that case, those are level 3 evidence, and again, the buzzword for case control is that you use odds ratio. I think we all know that meta-analysis is the collection, the systematic review of a collection of papers, and it helps to increase the statistical power of several underpowered studies. It's important to remember that a meta-analysis is only at the level of evidence that the lowest paper included in the meta-analysis is accounted for. Moving on to level of evidence, the most important thing is you're looking for the kernel within the question that helps to answer it. And so the kernel is the study was not randomized, but the treatment and control groups were matched appropriately, and it was also prospective. So the answer to this question, as we alluded to earlier, is that it's a level 2 study. And a level 2 study is one that's well-designed, prospective, cohort. It can also be a poor quality randomized controlled trial that would otherwise be level 1, but it has poor follow-up or some other reason to be a lower level, such as an element of bias. And again, if you do a systematic review of level 2 studies, you don't get level 1 results in your meta-analysis. It's a level 2 set of evidence. And if level one meta-analysis is non-homogeneous, then you drop down to level two as well. So just to go over, level one evidence is the randomized controlled trial or meta-analysis of randomized trials with homogeneous results. A level two study, and this is really what the questions are usually asked because most people understand level one, is a poorly designed randomized controlled trial where the follow-up has dropped off below 80%. It can also be a prospective cohort study where they're not separated randomly, and it can also be a meta-analysis of level two. A level three study is a retrospective cohort study, a case control study, or meta-analysis of level three studies. Level four is a case series, and you drop to level five when it's a case report, expert opinion, or a personal observation. And that's in most level five, most level four and level five evidence isn't included in the design of clinical practice guidelines and moving into evidence-based medicine.
That's all for this review on clinical trial design and levels of evidence. If you would like access to the full video version of these core webinars, sign up for the OrthoBullets core curriculum today. There will be a link in the show notes for anyone who is interested. Look out for questions related to this topic on this weekend's question session, and hopefully this episode will have prepared you for that review. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.